Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Right, welcome back to Second Member Radio in the Great Outdoors. Why would we be playing that song? Well, because we've got our friends from Responder Rescue on the phone, and they are we're helping them out with their raffle this year to raise money for the organization, and nothing makes me happier than doing that. My friend Pat Byrne is on the phone, and Pat, welcome into the show.
Hey, good morning, Mark.
Hey, great to get you on here this morning. You know, I know last year we were able to help you out with this raffle. We shocked ourselves, I think. We raffled off with our friends from the range, St. Louis West, an AR-15 style rifle, and it was a great success. We raised $25,000, I think, for what you guys do over there. That was fantastic. So we're giving it another go this year. I'm so happy we can help you out.
Oh, my gosh. We look forward to this time every year. It's such a great fundraiser, and people enjoy it. You guys get behind it, and it's great.
Pat, I know that Mark was shocked last year at the ticket sales, especially that final surge that happened.
Yeah.
That had to have been a boost to everybody at Responder Rescue. Can you tell us how important that money is for what you do?
Oh, it's, you know, people ask us and talked about it, you know, what do we, you know, do and how do things come up? And I always say it seems like the money we get donated today gets used tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's Mark has been doing this now for a few years, and you're just surprised at the different issues and things that people suffer with that nobody even knows.
Yeah, you know, I talked to your wife Lisa the other day, who does such a great job for you guys as well, and tried to get her on the radio today, and she pushed it off on you. She said she was trying to build up her nerve. I think she'd be a natural, but I couldn't talk her into doing it, Pat.
She is.
So she told me that she currently had a stack of requests on her desk with people asking for help. So when you talk about the money coming in and going right back out, we were able to feature on my radio show on 97.1 a couple of months ago a local officer who was forced to quit her job because of some awful TMJ in her jaw, temporomandibular joint disorder, that was apparently she had arthritis on top of that, and it kind of focused on her jaw. She was having to have a jaw, I don't know about replacement, but certainly some just horrible surgery that she had to have, expensive surgery that insurance wasn't going to cover. And that's an example of one of the things that you guys were able to step in and help out with, right?
Yes. And that's basically, you know, once all your resources have run out, that's when we come in. If we can, you know, if it's something we can help with, we're more than happy to try to help this particular girl. She had this disease. It's disfiguring. It's she had, you know, months to live if she wouldn't get this surgery. And, you know, you hate to say it, but today's medical, you know, world and the world we live in, you know, everything costs money. And
sure,
even if it's life threatening, it doesn't matter. It's still going to cost money, and that's what it's going to take to fix you.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Pat Byrne from First Responders Rescue is our guest. And, Pat, I wanted to ask you, if you have a rookie on as a first responder or a seasoned 20-year vet, does it matter? Are you helping everybody at any category as a first responder?
Yes. Pretty much it, you know, your first day is the same as your last day. Doesn't matter. It can, you know, only takes one call for, you know, something to happen, or, you know, we don't even know. It could be, you know, at home. It could be, you know, a tragic illness that comes out of nowhere. And, you know, everybody thinks, you know, first responders are tough and they have to smile in the face of adversity, and it's very tough, and it's very tough to get first responders to ask for help.
It's true. And, yeah. I would point out the difference between backstoppers. I mean, obviously, with Guns and Hoses coming up, this is a big fundraising month typically for the folks at Backstoppers. My father-in-law was a police officer, good friends with the gentleman, Mr. Patel, who runs that organization. We know a lot about it. They're there for families when people die in the line of duty. And the difference with Responder Rescue is that they're there for people who haven't passed away, but they've gotten an injury or fallen on hard times for some reason related to their job, and that's when you guys are there to step in. How do you evaluate the cases where you can help?
We've been fortunate that most of our cases, people understand kind of where we come in at, and even if they're unsure, they can call the office, talk to Lisa, and, you know, see if it is something we can handle. And we're just like anybody else. You know, if we have money coming in and we can afford it, we try. We're constantly trying to raise money to help these individuals. We don't know if we'll have one person call today, 20 people call today, or zero.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to talk about the raffle. Now, I don't remember last year of you guys having three separate prizes.
Yeah,
did you do that last year?
No, we've sweetened the pot, I think is one way to look at it, right, Pat? So,
yeah, I would say that.
Yeah, people who listen to my show are familiar with what I do at 97.1. I also have a separate podcast called The Mash, which is a bourbon-only podcast. No politics, no nothing else. We just talk about bourbon, which happens to be one of my favorite pastimes. And I got to thinking, you know, there's probably a whole other audience out there that would love a chance to win something other than a gun, that this would interest them. Bourbon is huge right now. So, you know, I was talking to Pat and Lisa, and I'm like, hey, what if we could get some people to donate some really nice bourbon for a basket this year? And it's huge in the community throughout across the country right now. So we put together one of the prizes. The alcohol portion of the ATF raffle includes Blanton's and Eagle Rare and E.H. Taylor and some of these really well-known, hard-to-get bourbons that you have a chance to win. There'll probably be 9 or 10 or maybe even more than a dozen bottles. I've still got donations coming in for that right now. So, but I can tell you a little bit of what's in there. It's going to be a great prize. Now, the first ticket pulled on the 23rd of November will be That person will have their choice of the three. And then
Then
the second ticket that gets pulled will have their choice of the two remaining prizes. And then the third ticket pull will get the third, whatever the third prize happens to be. So we also have tobacco. I thought for the ATF, we went out to Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. Brian Snyder, who runs that, was more than generous. He donated a bottle of his Barrel Pick Old Elk single barrel bourbon to the bourbon basket, and he also donated a box of 50 cigars that are kind of hard to get your hands on. It's a Havana V. Verruco Blue Number 2. It's valued at $600 for these 50 cigars. So that's a great prize, and there's a lot of people in the cigar community, I think, that are going to be interested in that. And then there's the gun that's been donated once again, I should say, by the friends at the Range St. Louis West. And that is an Angstadt Arms UDP-9 pistol with a brace on it. And the Range has donated that. The winner of that would obviously have to go through the Form 4473 and the background check and everything at the Range in order to claim it. But those are the three prizes. It's our ATF raffle, right, Pat? So it ought to be big.
Yes. This should be a good year for it. This will be a fun one.
Hold on, they changed the department. It's ATF and E, isn't it, for explosives?
I don't know. I didn't think about that.
Hey, let me call Dickie Bub or Buckeye. They've got Tannerite that they can put a basket of that together. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh my goodness!
Can it be modified? Can it be modified if we can get that done?
No, not. I don't think we're going
to
go there.
We've already talked to the lawyers. The lawyers have approved this.
Whatever. Okay, we'll work on that for next year.
So just let me point out, you can go to responderrescue.org. You can go to 971talk.com/Cox, which is my webpage for 97.1. And both of those places will take you to the link that you can click on to buy the tickets. You can get one ticket for $10. For every five you buy, we'll give you a bonus ticket. And my understanding is, we started on November 1st, Pat. We've already had somebody buy $1,000 worth of tickets.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Yeah. So we hope that we get more people like that, because are clearly adding, sweetening the pot to three winners instead of one. I was hoping we could crush last year's total of 25,000, and I think we're going to do it.
That's great.
Yes, I have all the faith in you.
Well, just so people know, we're going to be talking about it all month on my radio show. I've got it up on my Facebook page. And then on November 23rd, we will draw the winner at 12 noon. I'll take my show live on Facebook, the Facebook Live for the Mark Cox Morning Show. And we will go out there and we'll pick our three winners. We'll announce their names on Facebook. And then, of course, we'll have their contact information. And folks at the Range or somebody from Responder Rescue will reach out to them to make sure we get them their prize. So,
and remember, it's pronounced Bo Matthew when you call out that winner. Oh my god!
I would be happy with any of those three items. Unfortunately, I'm not eligible. I'm just the radio guy helping promote the thing. So that's it.
Right.
Well, pass around the information. That's great stuff, Pat. Great talking to you again, and keep up your great work for our first responders. It's a great mission you guys are on.
Oh, thank you. We couldn't do it without Mark and everything you guys have done for us.
Pat Byrne, I look forward to seeing you soon, my friend. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Yeah, I great to get Pat on here. ResponderRescue.org, again, 971talk.com, 971talk.com, and then put /Cox, and you will see the link right at the top of my page. We'll make that easy for you. You could also, if you go to the Range at all, the Range St. Louis West, 14803 Manchester Road out in Baldwin, you can buy tickets in person out there, like in the store, if you happen to go out there for some reason. But it's just as easy to buy them online. Buy early and often. Act like you're a voter in Chicago. Buy early and often, because we need to crush this $25,000 goal.
And we'll work on the legal team as far as the Tannerite and maybe a fireworks package. How about that for the explosives? That'd be good. Some M80s.
That would be better if we can get something like that donated. Maybe we can add it.
Planning ahead.
Thank you, Bo. Looking forward to it. Yeah, thanks for your support. We hope we can. We'll keep talking about the raffle. We've got till the 23rd, and we think this is going to be huge.
Oh, yeah. Huge it is. All right. Have a great rest of your weekend. Thank you for listening. Share the show to anybody that you know that loves Second Amendment and the great outdoors. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next weekend.
See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.